from the Sky News Centre at 7. The Home Secretary says Baroness Casey's review into grooming gangs in England and Wales shows a failure to gather national data on the ethnicity of suspects. Yvette Cooper has promised new laws to protect children and support victims, including immediate action to put a stop to out-of-area taxis. A national inquiry will direct local investigations, something Marlon West, the father of a grooming victim, is concerned about.
What kind of accountability are we going to get? One of the things I get quite upset about is, in my experiences with professionals like social workers and like the police, are they going to be accountable?
Israel's President Isaac Herzog alleges Iran is dramatically proceeding towards a nuclear bomb as he's asked why he's launching missile attacks on the country now.
The truth of the matter is there was no other choice. Let's just remember that the supreme leader of Iran has for years called for the annihilation of Israel, has for years called for the annihilation of my nation state, of the Jewish people.
Well, there have been further strikes and evacuation orders on both sides. Donald Trump says Iran's not winning the war, but claims it wants to talk about de-escalation. World leaders are meeting in Canada. A nursery worker has been found guilty of 21 counts of child cruelty. 22-year-old Roxana Helena Lecker has found CCTV to have dropped babies into their cots in West London over an 8-month period. The families of three British victims in last week's Air India crash claim they feel abandoned. They've criticised the UK government's response on the ground. A juror has been replaced in Diddy's sex trafficking trial. It's emerged the man gave conflicting answers about where he lives during the selection process before proceedings started properly. Prosecutors are expected to conclude their case in the next few days. That's the latest. I'm Stephen Davis.
From the Bro Radio newsroom, I'm Gareth Joy. The Welsh Conservative leader says he was shut down over calls for a Senate inquiry into grooming gangs. Plans have been set out to follow up on more than 800 cases in Wales and England. Darren Millar accused other politicians here of trying to silence his calls back in February. He says the UK government's plans are welcome but long overdue. Police are looking for the owners of a dog after a lamb was killed in Ogmore-by-Sea. Detectives have made an urgent appeal following an incident yesterday afternoon. They're also reminding walkers to keep their dogs on leads when they're near livestock. You can find more details on our news pages at broradio.fm. Bella Glamorgan Council's leader has been criticised over social media comments in a row over a water park. Liz Burnett accused opponents to the aquapark site at Cosmeston Lakes of deliberately spreading misinformation. It comes as campaigners consider legal action over the controversial attraction due to open next month. They're planning to commission their own ecological study. Organisers of the Barry Island 10K say this year's event was the biggest so far. Over 4,300 runners took part yesterday as the event returned following a 2-year break. The women's record was also broken, with Run for Wales confirming the race will be back again next year. Staying with sports, Brian Barry Murphy is the new manager at Cardiff City. The former Rochdale boss has signed a 3-year deal with the Bluebirds, who are preparing to play in League One next season. Murphy was at Leicester last season, where he worked alongside Ruud van Nistelrooy when they were relegated from the Premier League. And Darcy Howie has won her first pro golf title. The rookie from Dinas Powys hit a final round of 68 to win the Hellencourt Women's Open in Belgium. Howie, who turned professional late last year, has also earned a place at the AIG Women's Open at her home course of Royal Porthcawl.
Now, here comes another hour of great music and local information
on the Vale's local radio station.
Pro Radio.
This is Bro Radio, the Vale's local radio station, and it's your Monday night sports show here at Bro Radio with me, Mike Fowler. And it's such a fantastic day. The weather's been beautiful for most of the day, and it wasn't too bad over the weekend. I know there was a few splotches of rain every so often, but I think on the whole, the weather wasn't too bad, which meant there was lots of sports and lots of other activities taking place out and about in the Vale. So we're going to be bringing you a roundup of all the sports action that has been taking place in the Vale, but also a little look towards the Lions Tour, which actually kicks off on Friday. But remember, if there's a sport you think I should be talking about here in the Vale, then what you need to do is get in touch with me at sport@broradio.fm, or you can find Bro Radio on the social medias and just let us know that sport that you think we should be talking about. If you think it's a fantastic sport, or you think that the volunteers who help that sport happen do such a really good job that you think that they deserve a little shout out on the radio, then get in touch. And I could even ask you to come along into Bro Radio Studios and talk to me about the sport that you find so passionate, and you can give me a couple of tips and inside hints about the sport. But we could also bring that sport to the people of the Vale. All that sport here and more at Bro.
Feel like years when I'm alone, and the bed where you lie is made up on your side. When you walk away, I count the steps that you take. Do you see how much I need you right now? When you're gone, the pieces of my
This is your Monday Night Sports Show here at Bro Radio with me, Mike Fowler. And we're going to have a quick look back at Wales's World Cup qualifier that took place on last week on Monday. So if anyone like me probably missed the first 15 minutes or so of it because your favourite Vale sports radio show was still on, but if you managed to catch any of it after the first 15 minutes, then it was a really dramatic game there. And as we were leading up to the game, I did say Wales seemed to have this little hoodoo over the Belgium teams, and we always seem to play really well and normally always manage to either scrape a draw or a victory. But unfortunately, that wasn't to be on Monday, and with Belgium actually running out 4-3 winners. I think it was an absolute fantastic game from what I saw of it on there. So I missed Lukaku's penalty on there, but I did see highlights of that, and for me it was a harsh penalty to be given. But a few minutes later, then Tielemans scored, and then Doku, and I thought, oh no, here we go, 3-0 down. This current team hasn't sort of been in that situation there with Bellamy's winning record. But pretty much with the last kick of the first half, Harry Wilson's penalty sort of brought a bit of hope for the Wales team there. So they went in half time at 3-1 down. And remember, they were playing in Brussels, so they were playing away, so on there as well. But something seemed to click after the break, and I don't know what Bellamy said to them in the dressing room, but they came out, and Silver Thomas then went on and scored in the 51st minute before Brennan Johnson scored the 69th minute. And that was an equaliser then in the 69th minute. And I think Wales were looking good, and I thought, oh, they're going to sneak a winner here. But unfortunately, Kevin De Bruyne came up in the 88th minute and put pay to the Wales fight back. So Wales did lose 4-3. I think it was a good game. It was a good performance, especially the second half, and it shows promise because Belgium was still a top team with some real quality players there. And I know Wales were probably one or two players missing that would have made their way into the first 11 on there. So that does mean the groups, sort of Wales are still in contention in the qualifying group there. So I mean, it's not totally bad news there on there, but I do think it would have been nice to have held on to the draw there. I think one thing that I would say is that the VAR checks for every goal. I don't know if anyone like me was watching it, but you were wondering what are they actually looking for on the checks. Although I was glad for one of the checks that did rule out a goal for Belgium when the ball had gone out of play, and it should have been a Wales throw-in on there, so that worked well. But they would just seem to take a long time over every decision on there, so it was almost like celebrating twice. So you'd celebrate the goals, going, oh, hang on, VAR, and then VAR would check it and confirm it, so you'd a second celebration. So on there. But if we need one to look at Group J, it is very competitive there. I know Liechtenstein are sitting at the bottom of the table, played 3, lost 3. But if we look at sort of where Wales are at the top, so Wales are sitting second, played 4, 1-2 drawn, 1 lost, 1 on 7 points. North Macedonia played 4, 1-2 drawn, 2, so they're sitting there on 8 points. And Belgium have played 2, they've won 1 and they've drawn 1, so they're on 4 points. North Macedonia was the one that snuck a last minute equaliser there against Belgium, so I think the top 3, it's going to be 3-1 there, looking at that, and just hope that Wales are the ones that that can come out on top. And it's always interesting when you look at a league table. I mean, this is just group qualifying, but when you look at any league table, would you prefer to have the points on the board like Wales and North Macedonia do, or would you prefer to be in Belgium's position and know you've got two games in hand? Because if they win their two games in hand, they'll go 2 points clear of North Macedonia into first, and they'll push Wales down into third, sort of 3 points behind. So it's always interesting, would you prefer points on the board or would you prefer games in hand? I think personally for me, I prefer points on the board because they're guaranteed, whereas you're not guaranteed the games in hand there. But that's our recap of the World Cup qualifying for Wales, so good position for them there. So coming up here at Bro, we're going to be talking a little more closer to home with the Barry Island 10K. We're also going to be bringing you some selected cricket results here at Bro.
This is Bro Radio.
Bro Radio. A workplace with less dirt, less mess and less germs is a workplace with more cleaning. Because More Cleaning are the trusted, reliable and professional cleaners who take pride in keeping workplaces and commercial premises clean and well-maintained. Our business is keeping your business looking neat and tidy. Find out more at more. That's morcleaning.co.uk and check out our 5-star reviews on Google. More Cleaning. Multi-award winning cleaning that doesn't cost the earth. For when the washing basket's piling up and when your suit jacket has had enough, the Laundry Rooms. For eco-friendly, non-chemical cleaning and when you want your best dress gleaming, the Laundry Rooms. For wash, dry, iron and fold, we'll do whatever we're told. With collection and delivery available, you'll find us very capable. The Laundry Rooms Barry, for all your commercial and domestic cleaning needs. No job too big or small. To find out more, give us a call on 01446 740 730.
The winners of Bro Radio's Community Awards with Chris Davies Estate Agents have been unveiled. We'd like to thank Chris Davies Estate Agents for their support of the awards evening. Find out more about each of our finalists and winners, plus listen back to the full ceremony at broradio.fm/awards.
Mae croeso i bawb yn y ganolfan bwyd a mwy Llanylldyd Fawr. Byddem wrth ein bodd pe bai chi'n ymuno â ni ar y trydydd dyddiau o bob mis. Cewch gwrdd â grwpiau cymunedol a sefydliadau lleol wrth iddynt ymgynnull yng nghanolfan CF61. Mae cyngor a chefnogaeth am ddim. Gallwch gwrdd â phreswylwyr eraill dros baned braf o de. Ac mae cyfle i gael awyr iach yng ngerddi hyfryd CF61. Ewch i'r ganolfan bwyd a mwy yn Llanylldyd Fawr rhwng hanner ar wedi 12 a hanner ar wedi 2 ar y trydydd dyddiau o bob mis yng nghanolfan CF61 ar heol yr orsaf.
From sunny to St Hilary,
the Vale's local radio station.
Bro Radio.
We were both young when I first saw you. I closed my flashback starts, I'm standing there on a balcony in summer air. See the lights, see the party, the ball gowns. See you make your way through the crowd and say hello. Little did I know that you were Romeo, you were throwing pebbles in my dad. He said, stay away from Juliet, and I was crying on the stairs.
This is your Monday Night Sports Show here at Bro Radio with me, Mike Fowler. And not only was it Father's Day yesterday, and I hope last week my reminder helped you to get your cards and presents sorted for your for those fathers out there. But also Barry Island 10K took place, and the organisers say that this year was the race's biggest in history, with more than 4,300 runners taking part as the Run for Wales event returned on Sunday following a year's break, with entries selling out last month. A new course record was set in the women's race, won by Natasha Wilson in a time of 34 minutes and 21 seconds. Wilson, who broke the record by 11 seconds, said, "It was tough out there, it was really windy, and there were quite a few hills as well. I ran most of it on my own, but I have taken this as a progression run, and I'm going to do some more miles now. So this was really great to take on as part of a training session. The crowds in Wales are always really good, which is why I like coming back to home events. I'm hoping to do the Porthcawl 10K next month, if it fits with my training, and then I'll focus on a marathon later in the year." The last 10K race in Barry Island was held in 2023, and it attracted over 3,200 runners, but last year the event was put on hold following talks with the Vale of Glamorgan Council. Matt Newman, Run for Wales chief executive, said, "It was fantastic to be back at Barry Island to see thousands of runners take to the streets and compete the 10K course. The support has been fantastic, and we hope it's been an enjoyable day for everyone who's taken part." The men's champion was Omar Ahmed, who completed the course in a time of 30 minutes and 6 seconds, and that's 95 seconds ahead of the runner-up, Jonathan Butler, who did it in 31 minutes 41 seconds. Ahmed said, "It was good, but the conditions were very windy and it was quite hilly. The crowd was brilliant and the course was really beautiful. It was nice to run here in the fresh air." Ron Price from Roos was the winner of the wheelchair race with a time of 47 minutes and 44 seconds. He said, "I've done many events a few times and a lot of races, so this was just a normal training in many ways, but it's nice to do it on home turf. I love the course, although it's very hilly, which is a bit more difficult as a wheelchair user. I trained on the Knapp as I only live in Roos, and I love that part of the course, as that's when you really feel like you're getting close to the finish line." Organisers also paid their unique homage to Gavin and Stacey. The winners were presented with a shiny new tap alongside their regular prizes, swapping them cold for hot or hot for cold, should they wish. Aside from the main events, there was also junior races, including a 50-metre toddler dash along the prom, along with a future challengers mile for young athletes and a family fun run. Over 105 runners were raising money for Cancer Research Wales, whose chief executive, Alan Fletcher, said he'd like to thank all the fantastic runners who took on the Barry Island 10K for Cancer Research Wales. Run for Wales have confirmed after the race that the 2026 Barry Island 10K would take place on Sunday the 17th of May. So if that's you've been inspired by everyone who was out there running the 10Ks, or you know anyone who's taken part, or you want to get yourself ready for to run for a charity. There's a bit of, there's your warning now, to get your training started and do it when it starts in nice weather as well. So it's more fun being outside and running in the warm weather than it is in the middle of winter. So that's on Sunday the 17th of May next year, for that one there. So start getting your trainers laced up and ready to go. Up next at Bro, we're going to be bringing you selected cricket scores from around the Vale. Here at Bro.
Let me be your hero. Would you dance if I asked you to dance? Or would you run and never look back? Would you cry if you saw me crying? And would you save my soul tonight? Would you tremble if I touched your lips? Or would you laugh? Oh, please tell me this. Now would you die for the one you love? Hold me in your arms tonight. I can be your hero, baby. I can kiss away the pain. I will stand by you forever. You can take my breath away. Would you swear that you'll always be mine? Or would you lie? Would you run and hide? Am I in too deep? Have I lost my mind? I don't care, you're here tonight. I can be.
Monday Night Sports Show here at Bro Radio with me, Mike Fowler. And we're going to dip into cricket now. And the Vale County Cricket Club, they had matches on the weekend, and on Saturday, Vale's first 11 were away to Radder's second 11. They lost that match by 26 runs. And Vale's second 11 were at home to Barry Athletic's second 11, where they won that match by 10 wickets. And the Vale's third 11, they were away to Bliner's second 11, and they lost that by 4 wickets. And Vale's fourth 11, they were at home to Abertillery's second 11, and Abertillery conceded that match. And then on Sunday, the Vale's women's first 11, they were away to Radder women's second 11, and they won that one by 68 runs. And with cricket fast approaching another weekend, on Saturday the 21st, the Vale, again, they've got all four of their teams in action. So the Vale Cricket Club's first 11, they're at home in Corntown to Liz Vane's first 11. The Vale second 11 are away to Penteg's second 11. And the Vale's third 11, they're at home in Wick Village Green to Cunnan Valley's first 11. And Vale's fourth 11 are away to Ponthyr's fourth 11. So an action-packed weekend of cricket for the Vale's Cricket Club there. And another sport that if you want to get out and about and play, and I've talked about this sport a few times, it's I think it's becoming really big. It's big in America, and it's moving its way over, and that's pickleball. And I mention that again because a tennis club in Barry now are offering free have-a-go sessions for the new sport of pickleball. And this is ideal for anyone wanting to try something new or an easier racket sport. Pickleball combines elements of badminton, tennis and table tennis, and it's played outdoors on badminton-sized courts using slightly modified tennis net with two or four players using solid paddles made of wood or composite materials to hit a perforated polymer ball. So the Barry Athletic Tennis Club are offering taster sessions with equipment provided each evening from Tuesday to Friday, 6 till 8 p.m. with further sessions on Saturday from 10 a.m. to midday. And it's hoped that the club will be able to provide pickleball throughout the summer, subject to demand. So if that's something that you really fancy giving a go, then get in touch with Barry Athletic Tennis Club. You can find out more or visit them on their website. And if you can't, I'm not sure how to get to their website, just put Barry Athletic Tennis Club into most search engines, and I'm sure that you'll be able to get them. And I know that they're also on social media. And there's been another first that has happened for the Vale as well, and that is a Dinis Powys golfer, Darcy Harry, has won her first pro title on the Ladies European Tour. The rookie marked her 22nd birthday with a 3-shot victory at the Women's Open. Harry, who was competing in only her 9th tour event of the season, shot a final round of 68, and that was 4 under par, including 5 birdies and an eagle at the 13th to finish the tournament on 13 under par. She said, I don't know what to say right now. I'm so excited. I didn't think I'd ever picture myself winning a Ladies European Tour, so it's nice to know I finally done it. Darcy, who trained at the Royal Porthcawl Golf Club, won the Santander Tour event at La Coruña last year before turning professional and earning her European Tour card through qualifying. Going into Sunday, she was just 1 shot behind the leader, but despite dropping a shot on the second hole, Harry built up a 3-shot lead heading into the back nine. Harry then followed up an impressive long eagle at the 13th hole with another birdie at the 14th. She said it started off with a bogey, but there's also lots of birdie chances, and as the course conditions are so good, if you're hitting good shots, you get rewarded, and I hit a few good shots. I think I came out to just try and score, so I wanted to prove to myself that I could continue with another good show on the course. I wasn't really thinking about the leaderboard, which I really think helped me. Darcy admitted that after the winning putt on the 18th, it's the most nervous she's ever been in her life. And she was thinking that as she was walking down the 18th, and she was pretty nervous about not getting into that. So I think that's another huge win for me. Frances Natasha Nadub was runner-up, with Harry's Airbnb flatmate New Zealander Amelia Harvey in third. And it's Harry's maiden tour victory also guarantees her a return to Royal Porthcawl and a place in the prestigious AIG Women's Open, taking place on the 30th of July to the 3rd of August. But before that, the European Tour continues with further events in the Czech Republic, Germany, Ireland, France and Scotland. Good luck there to Darcy, and well done. Congratulations on your first Ladies European Tour title. Up next on board, we're going to have a quick look at what's been going on in the international rugby scene here at Bro.
This is Bro Radio.
You've redecorated your home and you're over the moon with the results. Just the finishing touches to go, which is why you've booked an appointment at Ambient Window Shutters in Barry. The right window shutters transform your entire living space, and Ambient Window Shutters supply and install exquisite, made-to-measure shutters to suit every budget. We're your local family-run firm, and you'll find our showroom at 116B Park Crescent in Barry. Contact us today for a showroom appointment or home survey, and see what we do at ambientwindowshutters.co.uk.
OMG! Ryan, tell me you've heard. We're starring in Potty's production of High School Musical.
Obviously, Sharpay, and it's gonna be fabulous.
Singing, dancing, drama, and us, of course.
Live on stage at the Pageant Rooms.
June 27th to June 29th. Tickets are available on ticketsource.co.uk/pods.
Get your tickets before they're gone.
Because this show is soaring and flying. Go Wildcats!
The winners of Bro Radio's Community Awards with Chris Davies Estate Agents have been unveiled. We'd like to thank Churchfield's Home Care for their support of the awards evening. Find out more about each of our finalists and winners, plus listen back to the full ceremony at broradio.fm/awards.
Park Funerals are your local independent funeral directors, having served the community for over 12 years. We put your family's needs first, providing the dignified departure that your loved one deserves. We will keep and care for them at our premises in Barry until they are laid to rest, while caring for you too, keeping our costs fair and offering direct cremations and pre-need funeral plans to help give you peace of mind. To find out more, visit our website parkfunerals.co.uk or call us on 01446 421 212 and our caring team will help you.
From Sully to St Athan,
the Vale's local radio station.
From the start, you were a thief, you stole my heart, and I, your willing victim. I let you see the parts of me that weren't all that pretty, and with every touch, you fixed them. Now you've been talking in your sleep, oh, oh, things you never say to me, oh, oh, tell
I'm not afraid to
This is your Monday Night Sports Show here at Bro Radio with me, Mike Fowler. And we're going to have a quick look now at what's been going on in the rugby world, or what is going on in the rugby world. I wasn't sure which way around, which one of the two to talk about first, but we'll talk about the Lions first. Not long to go now before we get to see the Lions team in action. They play on Friday in the 8 o'clock kickoff against Argentina, and that's before they go they jet off to Australia to play in the test match down in Australia. As we know, it's not full of Welsh players in the Lions squad this time round. It's currently only Thomas Williams and Jack Morgan there. And I say currently only because you never know what happens on Lions tours. If someone's unfortunate enough to pick up an injury, then some more players could be drafted in. So we could have a slightly bigger Wales contingent. And Wales are not that far away because in July they're going off to Japan for a two-game summer series, so they're not that far away, so it could be that they would be an easier option to select a player from if they needed to bring another player in. So there is still rugby action to come on, and at least this one's going to be 8 o'clock in the evening, because I know once they go down to Australia, where it's going to be really early or potentially really late, depending on which way round you look at it, when we get to watch the British and Irish Lions in action. But it's going to be a cracking tournament, and once the once this warm-up game's out the way, we'll be able to have a good look at see what the team's like, and see what they're trying to play or how they're going to play. So that's looking forward to that one. But there has been some positive news for Wales in the international rugby scene, and that's in the under-20s. So they were playing their final warm-up game before the under-20s World Championships kick-off. And last week they unfortunately lost to England after beating them in the under-26 Nations. So England kind of got a little bit back on Wales there, but they were taking on Italy's under-20s, and they run out 47-19 winners there. So the Wales under-20s, they signed off ahead of the Rugby World Championship with a big win over Italy at Cardiff Arms Park, with tries from Johan Emmanuel, Johan Duggan, along with Aidan Boshoff, Brace, and a penalty try, and Harry Ford's three conversions gave Wales a 33-14 lead at half time. But then tries from Oshun Darwin-Lewis and Duggan's second of the game, both successfully converted by Harry Wild, saw Wales run out convincing winners. Head coach Richard Whiffin, who gave a run out to 29 players, and he names his squad on Tuesday. So he names his squad tomorrow for the tournament there. So all eyes are going to be on who's in and who's out of that squad there. But that was Wales' last game before they head to the 2025 World Rugby Junior Championships, which kicks off in Italy at the end of June. Wales's first game there is against Argentina on the 29th of June, and they've also got games against France and Spain. And at the under-20s, it's always a good game to watch. They're fantastic there, especially sort of the speed of the game, and it's so good. I do quite like watching the under-20s play as well, and it's always interesting then to see how many of them make the step up to the national team. So that's a good news Wales international story there. So there's a win there, and let's hope that they can do well in the championship. And that starts in less than 2 weeks' time. So there's still loads of sport going on over the summer, and I know sometimes the summer can be a bit barren for some sports, but it looks like there's just going to be wall-to-wall sport. So if you're anything like me, you have to plan what you're doing around sport, which which is great, except if two things you want to watch are on at the same time, and then you've got to flick between the two, so you don't, and you, I normally end up missing something important when I do that, so I'll have to work out properly what I want to do there. But that's almost the end for us here at Bro Radio. Well, for me at Bro Radio anyway, for this week. Up next, you've got Patrick with The Evening Show.
I close my eyes and I can see a world that's waiting up for me, that I call my own. Through the dark, through the door, through where no one's been before, but it feels like home. They can say it all sounds crazy. They can say I've lost my mind. I don't care if they call me crazy. We can live in a world that we desire. Gonna make. There's a house we can build. Every room inside is filled with things from far away. Special things I compile, each one there to make you smile on a rainy day. They can say it all sounds crazy. They can say we've lost our minds. See, I don't care if they call us crazy. Run away to a world that we desire. Gonna make however big, however small, let me be part of it all. Share your dreams with me. We may be right, we may be wrong, but I wanna bring you along to the world I see, to the world we close our eyes to see.
Osmeston.
The Vale's local radio station.
Bro Radio.
The Dream Academy and Glass Slipper Events present the ultimate superhero experience. The Superhero Academy at Fonmont Castle. For one day only, Sunday, July the 13th, young heroes can set out on an epic mission through the castle. Your kids will meet iconic superheroes and complete thrilling challenges designed to test their strength, courage and bravery before the action-packed day ends with a superhero certification ceremony. Enroll for our Superhero Academy today at fonmontcastle.com.
Install Skip Hire are one of the leading skip hire, tipper and grab lorry companies in the Vale, offering a range of waste disposal solutions across South Wales. Our specialists have over 20 years' experience, so you can be assured of excellent customer service. But don't just take our word for it. Check out our 5-star rating on Facebook. We also offer eco-friendly disposal options, converting 95% of our waste into renewable energy, so you can rest easy knowing your waste doesn't go to waste. Find out how Install Skip Hire can help you on 01446 421 072.
Finishing school this summer? Get your place at Cardiff and Vale College this September. With loads of subjects, you're bound to find something that's perfect for you. From aircraft engineering to art and design, business to beauty therapy, construction to catering, drama to dance, engineering to esports, the list goes on. It's not too late to apply. Find out more at cabc.ac.uk. Transform your garden this summer with Pugh's Garden Village in Wenvo. We've all you need to make your outdoor space shine. Create the perfect summer oasis with stylish garden furniture and beautiful plants. Discover the ultimate in relaxation with Emboss outdoor rooms and hot spring hot tubs. And don't miss our food hall. It's full of delicious summer barbecue essentials from Farmer's Pantry Butchers. Whether you're hosting a garden party or simply enjoying the sunshine, your summer garden starts at Pugh's Garden Village. Open 7 days a week on Port Road, Wenvo.
On your radio, online, through the Bro Radio app and on your smart speaker. This is Bro Radio.